Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Right now, though, more than 750 pharmacies around the country have begun administering the Janssen, that's the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, to people between the ages of 18 and 34 who have opted in to receive it. Demand is reported to be very high, with several pharmacists saying they've been inundated with calls. Well, I'm joined now by our reporter Fergal Keane, who's been around to several pharmacies in Dublin this afternoon. And how are things going, Fergal?
I think I've been to at least 12 pharmacies this afternoon, and I could only find one who actually was still giving vaccines this afternoon. And just as an idea of what's been happening at pharmacies, one I went to that's listed as a participating pharmacist, and we know they've been giving them today. They've noticed we have been given 50 shots of J&J vaccine only. Until the HSE can deliver more stock, we cannot take any further bookings. Another participating one says, due to unprecedented demand for COVID-19 bookings, we have had to close down bookings for all available appointments as they have been booked. When additional quantities of vaccine will be made available to us, we will continue to take bookings. So I've been out and about speaking to people. But first, I spoke to a young man, a student, 19-year-old student who managed to get a vaccine in Dublin today. That's Tom O'Connor. He's a 19-year-old law student, and he told me how difficult it was to get an appointment.
Oh, it was incredibly difficult. I woke up on Friday morning, and of course, the second I heard the news, got on the phones with pharmacies. Most of them just went straight to voicemail, or the phones were plugged out. One pharmacy I called, I had to call 46 times before getting through. It was as difficult as getting EP tickets or finding a long-term relationship on a matching site during lockdown, I presume.
46 times?
Yeah, unbelievable. But a lot of the pharmacists who I spoke to, I then gave up calling. I went into pharmacies in person, and I was amazed at the number of people working, trying to get people onto lists. One pharmacy in Nutgrove, a woman I was speaking to, took a day off her annual leave to help get the list of people together.
So you got it today. How did you manage that?
I don't know. I was just incredibly lucky, I think. I know that you were saying to me just there that very few people were able to get a vaccine today. And I've heard the same. I'm the only one I know who's got a vaccine today. The place where I got it was a pharmacy in Rathmines. And Elaine there spent the whole weekend arranging appointments with people. And I think that's why I'm one of the few people who got it today, because she decided to stick out the weekend calling people to make sure that no Janssen vaccine was wasted and they were in people's arms as soon as possible.
So did you have an appointment before today, or did they just phone you to say they had a cancellation or something?
I did. I was called at about 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and told that I had an appointment on Monday. They started vaccinating people from 11 o'clock today, and I was the third person in.
I've been out and around in Rathmines and all that part of Dublin. Most pharmacies say there that they were only getting 50 shots.
Yes, that's my understanding as well. A lot of them were blindsided. The big pharmacies like Boots and Haven Pharmacy apparently were told that this was coming, that Janssen will be made available to the younger age cohort. But the smaller pharmacies were just completely caught off guard. They didn't know how many vaccines they could have. I called a number of pharmacies and they said that their waiting lists were longer than 500 people. One had over 750 people waiting, and they hadn't a clue whether they'd even have one dose on Monday morning.
Okay. Did you need the vaccine for anything special?
My work entails going around to different workplaces, so it just made things safer. While we wear masks and we social distance, it just makes things safer. There was nothing in particular, though.
Well, Tom O'Connor certainly determined there to get his vaccine, Fergal, and you've been around talking to people, and perhaps unsurprisingly, given those figures you've mentioned to us, you met lots of people who've been unable to get bookings.
Yeah, we did. The issue is supply so far, but then it will be the demand as well. And you can hear he's mentioned there, and other people have mentioned to me today, that some pharmacies have 700 bookings so far. They're unable to deal with those. Most of them now have shut down taking bookings at all. But the HSE has a list of all participating vaccine or pharmacists on their website, but you will have difficulty at the moment getting a booking. As I've been out and about, and these people I've met told me what they've tried. They were going into pharmacies actually trying to get a booking. Here's their experience. You're trying to get a vaccine, any luck?
No. And I expected it, because I knew that obviously for my generation, from 18 to 24, we all want to get out and get everything back up and running, but we have been so contained for so long that everyone's just dying to get a hold of a vaccine.
Yeah. You've tried to register, you're outside a pharmacy here. What have they said to you?
They've just said register online, like Boots, the big chains are doing more registers than they are. I think there is a registration online that you can go to smaller, put in your local pharmacy and see if they do it or not. But it's just, all you can do is keep trying Boots, keep trying stores, keep going online, just keep going, there's no...
Have you got a reply from anyone?
They've said, yes, we'll keep you on the waiting list. One of the places up in Rathgar said we'd keep you on the waiting list.
You're trying to register for your vaccine. How's it been?
Yeah, so I looked on the website. Though I found there's not very many in Dublin, actually, that are there. So I tried to ring a few, and they rang out, or I couldn't get through. So you could tell lots of people are trying to ring in. So I've come into Macaulay's here, and they're saying you can register online. They're out of stock already, so they're waiting to be restocked. So, I mean, it's a light at the end of the tunnel, but, I mean, it seems to be a bit of an enigma at the same time.
You're trying to register to get the vaccine. How has it been?
Difficult enough. Anyone that rang seems to say the lines are busy, or else I was given a fake email to contact.
Okay. Any idea how long it's going to take you?
I was told in the next 2 weeks. Who knows?
It seems like it's a slow start.
A very slow start, yeah. I don't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
I've got stuff to do that I need to be vaccinated for, so fingers crossed to get it before then.
Indeed, and don't we all. Fergal Keane, thank you very much for that report. Lots of you getting in touch on 51551 about this and other issues. And in relation to getting a vaccine and getting a booking, one person has texted to say they're 31 years old, got my jab at lunchtime. Very lucky to get in when I did. Drimnagh Road Pharmacy had 1,000, over 1,000 on their list. It could take them 4 weeks. All that training Ticketmaster put me through over the years paid off, says that texter. And then John has also texted, he says, in my 65th year, still no appointment for the second AstraZeneca jab, although all my younger friends and children are all done, including those in their early 60s. Well, the past 8 weeks with the HSE is not giving any reason despite several calls, says John. This is the case for all those born in 1957, 1958 that I have contacted. Announcements regarding vaccine availability for young folks are ringing a bit hollow for me. And we did have this last week as well when we discussed younger people getting vaccinated. We heard from people in that age group again waiting for their second dose. We were speaking to the HSE on Friday, John, if it's any use to you, and they said everyone in that age group will have their call for an offer of a second vaccine by the week of the 19th of July. So it is coming, and I know it's later than you would have liked, but it is coming. Keep your texts coming indeed to 51551. We'll take a break.